Well, hello, everybody. This is Dawn with a Nash Chat, and I am so excited to have Maddie and Brooke from Nashville here with us today. Hi, girls.
Hey, hello. Dawn.
So am I saying that right? Because every time I say it, I have to second guess myself. Is it, how do you say your business?
Nashville.
Nashville. Okay. I think I've got it, but you
be
know,
careful
it takes
though,
my...
because if you start typing it too much, your phone will autocorrect the city to Nashville.
Well, hey, that's a good thing. You know,
that's good for us. Yeah.
We're just, the girl's going to take over this town, so it's fine.
Right.
Well, tell me, introduce yourselves and tell me a little bit, give us a bio on each of you.
Okay, well, I'm Brooke. I am a Nashville native. The only time I left is when I went to UT. That was my only time outside of the zip code. But I basically graduated, then became a hairstylist, and then was introduced to the world of marketing, fell in love with it. And in the middle of that, my husband and I decided to adopt a little girl. And that kind of changed my whole life. And so I wanted to just spend every day talking about adoption. And at the same time, I started working with teen girls at my church. And so I kind of just got sent to this intersection of my life where I wanted to make everything make sense. And Nashville was born. And so that word, I was like, somebody has had to have done this. I started Googling and nothing popped up. So I'm able to take kind of all my background now and do everything. So yes, just a Nashville girl.
Awesome.
And I'm Maddie, and I am also a Nashville native. Grew up around Franklin.
Two of you together. Wow.
It's bizarre. And lived my whole life here. Also went to UT Knoxville. And after college, decided to spread my wings and move to Austin, Texas, just to kind of move. And, you know, I studied creative writing there. And so people don't necessarily bang your door down with a creative writing degree to try to give you a job. So I moved to Austin. I knew it was a very young, vibrant town. And I had always been into food and cooking. And so there's an awesome food scene there. And so I went at the ripe age of 22 and just got a job in a restaurant just for some cash. And it happened to be a steakhouse. And so they have, you know, a, kind of an added emphasis on their wine programs in those sort of restaurants. And I just fell in love with it and kind of just was hungry for it, thirsty for it, to make a silly pun, and just dove right into that world. It was really interesting to me because it was creative and social and rich in science and history and culture and all these things. And I'm just such a nerd. And so I just kind of went down the rabbit hole of wine and did my sommelier tests and all that stuff and got certified and lived in that world for about 6 or 7 years. And in the midst of that, moved back to Nashville in 2014 and kind of realized that aside from steakhouses and sort of white tablecloth restaurants, there wasn't as much of a wine scene then as there is now. But so I opened my own wine bar restaurant in 2016 and ran that in West Nashville. It's called Salt and Vine, and ran that for a little over 2 years. And then in the spring of last year, kind of just had this conviction and kind of weight on my heart that like just the Lord saying that that season needed to be over. And, part of that was liberating because it's a really hard lifestyle in hospitality. And part of it was frustrating because this was the first real achievement and thing I had built on my own entrepreneurially. And, but I just felt very, very called to end that and to, sort of revitalize the skills of creative writing that I loved. And, you know, I ran that business, with an almost all female staff, you know, from the age 25 to 28. And so I had been in that environment and just felt really motivated that, the muscles built there were intended to now be used to write and speak and encourage other women, either trying to pursue their dreams or in trial that needed encouragement or what have you. And so, shut that down in June of last year. And then got a call from Brooke about 3 weeks later with her idea for Nashville, and the rest is kind of history.
Well, don't you think over time we just kind of gain different experiences, and just as life leads us different places, all those experiences kind of come together for the future and for future ideas and dreams?
Yeah, definitely. The marketing world that I was in, I ended up leading a team of 20,000 women. And
wow,
just hearing all their different backgrounds and stories, you never know that God's going to send you down that path to learn how to deal with different personalities and different stories. And that's kind of what really made me be inspired to not only create a clothing brand, but just a whole community of women in general, from every age, size, shape, color, religion, you name it, just all coming together. And we knew the perfect place to start it was Nashville.
Well, you guys have come to town and you have been filling us up with encouragement and inspiration, and it's all across Instagram, your events. You can just tell that what you all are doing is just alive and it is just taken over Nashville. And I love that. So I guess you said your background just kind of led you to start this, Brooke?
Yeah.
Or what like kind I of said, sparked it?
Yeah, really, like I said, being in the kind of beauty and fashion world with hair and then doing the whole marketing world with community. And then I'm also really involved in my church. I lead worship and with the teen ministry. You know, then with the whole adoption introduction, I'm like, these are four different things that I'm so passionate about, but I really want a way to collide them all. And so I just started kind of praying for that word and for that brand, and Nashville was born. And the word she is what really sparks me the most, because everything I've ever done, it's been women. It's all been around women, no matter what the age is. And so I just was ready to devote all of my time to creating this movement. And I felt very strongly that there's so many women empowerment groups, but they're all very political. And I did not want to start a political group. I wanted it to just be based on love and excitement and action. And I didn't want it to be a group where it was going to be, this is Maddie's word she likes to use, laborious, where it was going to be hard work to do it. I wanted it to be fun. So I'm like, there's so many great girls' night out places to go in Nashville. What if we just have these great events where it's just you coming together and giving back to things? And, you know, obviously my biggest passion are orphans. And when we kind of got together and I called Maddie, because our brand guy had told us, listen, you have to start a blog. And I was like, okay. My friend said, you got to call Maddie since she's a writer. And I met with her just to kind of be the writing side. That's when we realized very quickly that she was born to do this with me.
Yeah. I mean, it, mind you, we had a very close mutual friend who encouraged her to call me, but we'd not seen each other probably in 7 or 8 years since that friend's wedding. And, you know,
y'all known each other before.
Yeah, acquaintances.
Okay.
And so I had just closed this business and was like, just trying to take a little break. And Brooke calls and says, hey, it's Courtney's from Brooke. Like, I have this idea and I'd really love to talk to you about it. Like, do you want to get coffee? And it was just one of those moments where it was like, oh, this is why I had to close. And this is why I've been prompted to go into a new season. And just everything she was speaking about, bringing women together and doing it out of love and not out of hate, and doing it in a way that was collaborative and encouragement driven and not about competition and judgment. Just everything about it, I was like, you know, the clothing part, I laughingly told her straight up, I couldn't draw a stick figure. I've never worked in fashion and I actually don't like pink. But all of those things, besides me having any artistic ability, have it's grown on me. I still draw stick figures. But, you know, her whole heart was, I want to do a clothing line, but I want to do it because it is a walking billboard for something greater. And this community and the ability to foster kindness and mutual support and encouragement and excitement and fun among women in our city is what I want to do through this clothing line. And so I was completely hooked, and I just said, you know, I know this is where God's telling me to be. I don't know why, but I'm in, like, 100%, whatever that means. And so we started. Obviously, we knew because of Brooke's adoption story, we wanted to support adoptive families and vulnerable children, orphans, foster care, all that. And so we just started building the structure of the brand and doing the actual merchandise development. And we said, you know, we need to expand the ministries we give back to a little more than that. And so, you know, most places in scripture, you see take care of orphans, you see take care of widows. And so we kind of jokingly said, if it's good enough for God, it's good enough for us. We don't really know how to deal with that, but we'll include it. And then my husband was at the time a district attorney for Davidson County, and he dealt a lot with drug and prostitution cases. And so he just had this big heart for women who had been trafficked and really trying to kind of reform the opportunities they had to go into rehabilitation programs, safety houses, versus just being put in jail or being put on, back on the street to just be trafficked again. And so when we were kind of working through this, we knew, you know, all of us have that sort of on the fringes of our social awareness now. But I think because of his work, it became increasingly clear to us what a prevalent problem it was in Nashville. And a lot of it's because of the tourism and the growth, and a lot of it's because of the way the interstates run. But we started meeting with some women in his office, and they had programs that were readily available to teach us, and were really excited about having a new youthful, fun and not so heavy brand be sort of an advocate for them. And so we established those three missions, and they are still our core missions. And that's where our proceeds of our sales of our product go back to. Most all of our events either go to one of our three partners for those, and or another nonprofit that is in line with vulnerable children, widow care, or trafficking. And so as Brooke said, you know, I came on to want to tell these narratives and encourage people through our brand and tell the stories. And in September of last fall, September 18, very suddenly lost my husband, who's 28 years old, to a traumatic brain injury. And, you know, it's obviously a part of my story I would never choose, but in the way that it's played out with Nashville, and in the way that in retrospect, you know, the Lord so mercifully put me in this position in an organization where we chose to serve, you know, the women that I'm now walking in the shoes of. It's just, it's been remarkable, and just a sort of confirmation and fuel that, you know, I could have never even had when we started this. And I was fired up about it then. But so it's just, it's been such an amazing alignment, and just the way that our personal lives and trials and stories are woven together through what we represent is what gets us up every day and keeps us up every night and gets us out to all these events and pop-ups. I mean, this is truly our life, you know, in a brand. And so it's a joy to get to share it with Nashville and people all over the country. I mean, we have followers. Shoot, I had to look up shipping laws to Canada and taxes because we had to add them, you know. And so it's been such a joy to see other people embrace, you know, our missions, and also just come to us in other seasons of trial, whatever that may be, and just hopefully find encouragement.
I think as women, we all need that support and companionship, and we do go through all these hard seasons and joyful seasons, and we just need girlfriends to walk those roads together. And I think why Nashville has, you know, like I say, taken the town over by storm is because it's been born out of such beautiful hearts that you guys have, of such personal things that you're walking through, have walked through, and you want to truly help others. And I think when something is so authentic like that, you just can't contain the joy from it. I think that's awesome.
Absolutely. And that's a huge part of, obviously my role and what Brooke wanted through the blog, and now podcast that we host, our She's in the City podcast, is, yeah, number one, to have fun and tell stories of women who are successful or have a unique story or have triumphed. So we can be entertained and we can be educated on new subjects. But it's also just that the power of a narrative, and like the power of hearing somebody else be vulnerable and kind of embrace what Brené Brown teaches, is like, you heal more when you're open enough to heal others. And I mean, I've walked that straight up 100%. And so we hope that all the other women who are included in our brand have found courage to do that, you know, whether on social media and on our platforms or just with women they know in their lives. So there's nothing worse than isolation, because you're never going to find, you know, the support there that you will among other compassionate women.
Absolutely. I recently saw that you guys hosted a photo shoot here in Nashville, and just included anyone who wanted to come to show up. And I saw someone had posted on social media about how she really, you know, felt uncomfortable and was nervous to go, but she just decided to be brave and show up anyway. Can y'all share a little bit about that event and that story and what that meant to you guys?
Yeah, it's just very important to us that we're not pigeonholed into only one certain person as a Nashville girl. Like it's every woman, every age, color, shape, size. Like I said, that's so important to us. So we thought, we don't want to just have models in our Nashville clothes. We want everybody in them. So we decided to rent a pavilion at the park and just invite every single person to come out. And our good friends at the Happy Camper, they have this adorable champagne truck and they made really fun mocktails. And then the Southern Spoon came out with their food truck. And then we have a good friend, Nanda Santos, that took pictures. And we just told everybody to show up if they already had Nashville gear. And if not, we had our whole collection there. And we took pictures of moms and daughters together, babies together. I mean, there were adopted kids, foster kids. There were girls all different ages. There were sisters there. And it was so amazing to us to see just all these girls that did not know each other showing up to just get to know a new face, get to know a new story. And we had the sweetest girl come up to us and she was like, I've sat in my car for 20 minutes and I was at a baby shower down the road and something told me just to take a chance and come here. But I was having a really hard time getting out of my car. And I called my mom and she said, what do you have to lose? And so she walked up to us. And right away, in true Nashville fashion, she ended up having so many mutual friends with so many people there. And she got to walk away with a whole new crew of people. And I think if we can just kind of tear down those walls of when you walk in a room and see another group of girls, giving them those eyes that they're automatically a competition or they're, you know, somehow a threat to you. And we can all just start walking into places and getting to know new people. I think that's just going to completely change our city and beyond. And I think Nashville already is such a hub of people coming from all over. And we do try to be sweet and we do try to be Southern Belles. And I think just creating these events where we all can just learn a little bit more from each other and have a new friend and just widen our circles, I think it's going to be a win-win for everybody.
Well, and also to include all the transplants, you know, and not give off this vibe of like, oh, we're the locals and we don't want you invading our city, and, you know, just embracing all the different walks and backgrounds and cultures that are here, and bringing in, opening the eyes of natives, and then embracing tourism too, you know, and inviting people in who, you know, are coming for bachelorette trips or just for vacation and say, here's a little piece of Nashville that you can take back with you that goes back to some really important causes.
I am not a native. I'm sorry, girls. I'm from South Carolina, but I have felt like Nashville is such a welcoming because I think so many people are new here too. And so everybody's kind of looking for that community and friendships too. So I feel like people are just more willing to get to know each other because most of the time they're not from here or they don't have family here. So that's nice to kind of come all together.
I agree.
So you guys not only carry super cute apparel, I need that Raised on Jesus and Dolly t-shirt. You host events, you have a heart for vulnerable children, widows, you launched your podcast recently. What are some ways that the community can get involved with your mission? How can they, you know, just be a part of Nashville?
Well, the number one and easiest way is to buy our clothes, because again, that's the easiest way to be a walking billboard. And the second somebody sees your shirt and says, Nashville, what is that? Right away, that gives you an opportunity to talk about orphans, widows, and trafficked women that you wouldn't have had otherwise. And not only that, but just the community that we're trying to cultivate. So that's the easiest way. We also, like Maddie said, at least once a month, we try to host some kind of event, big or small, that gives back to one of our missions. And we're working on a lot of things right now that we can kind of let a lot more people on a more regular basis volunteer. So stay tuned to our Instagram for that.
And then, yeah, Brooke handles all our social media. So super active. It's actually aesthetically beautiful. So you should follow our Instagram.
Very pink.
Like I said, it grows on you. But, and then we also have a, you know, subscription page on the website. You subscribe to the newsletter and it's usually about once a week or once every other week, and that will always keep you very directly informed on podcast updates, new blogs, events, sales, service projects, things like that.
Awesome. And so you said you have some kind of things coming up where more volunteers. Are there anything else that we can expect to hear from Nashville in the future or coming things to keep an eye out on?
Oh my goodness. Like we're sitting down today, like going through everything that we're about to be launching, and it is going to be the most incredible summer ever. And even we've even got all the way to Christmas, what we've got coming out. Busy, busy. But yes, we've got a lot of fun new things, new products coming out. But we also, something I'm going to go ahead and tease and tell you right now, coming in the next few weeks, we are going to be launching the newest of our expanded cities line. So Seattle, Chicago, Washington, D.C., Michigan, Louisiana. We're going to start kind of expanding out to some other she cities.
Yeah, we've had a surprising outpour of people all over the country. I mean, still supporting the Nashville brand, but I think just really align with the community we want to create and the missions we give back to. And the fact of the matter is, you know, the ministries we support and the trials that we face as women, whether they're in those walks, hopefully they're not, or in another walk, you know, they're not localized to Nashville. And we certainly don't want to be exclusive in who we encourage and include and who we supply walking billboard product for. And you know, we're going to start small. We're only 6 months in. And so we'll start with, you know, accessories, laptop stickers, that sort of thing. And then kind of gauge the feedback and hopefully, with the right momentum, you know, continue to grow into other cities and states around the country.
Now, do you all hope that some women from these different cities that you're going to be launching in will kind of rise up and kind of spread the, you know, events and the coming together in those cities as well?
That's what we would love to find is, you know, one representative per place that we open that kind of wants to champion and find some localized orphan, widow, and trafficked nonprofits that they can get together with and do events. We would love to see it just spread and kind of have those women that champion our brand.
Well, ladies, y'all are doing some amazing things. You're building community. You're helping orphans and widows and just building sisterhood throughout Nashville. So I have not, unfortunately, been able to come to some of your events, but I have been over here cheering for you guys the whole time and just so excited for what you're doing and thankful that y'all are here in my city and just look forward to all that is to come still.
You're so awesome. Yeah, it's been a wild ride, and we know everybody's busy, and we know that Nashville is like the nonprofit and fundraiser town. So if you can make it, you know, please come help us. If not, just spread our message, spread our word, you know, follow us, share us, what have you. And it's even for moms, I know, and I don't have children of my own yet, but man, it's busy. And so we even have, you know, we have our little she line. So we've got baby onesies and toddler tees and, you know, youth tees and all that. So at the very least, man, y'all rock it together to school or the park or play dates or whatever. So we are truly invested in trying to hit every age group.
I'm going to she it up. I'm about to get me and my little she shirt.
That's right.
Well, I know you're incredibly busy with pouring your heart into this ministry, but what are some ways when you are taking a little time to yourself, some places around Nashville that are your favorite spots?
Well, Maddie makes so much fun of me because I am born and raised here, and I have the same five best friends I've had since elementary that have all been raised here as well.
That's not bad.
And we all are moms, and we'll finally be like, okay, let's meet up, you know, for dinner. And we'll like go to, you know, O'Charlie's, like stay local. Then all of a sudden I'm like, guys, let's do it. Let's do it. They're like, no, Brooke, we are not going to Broadway tonight. It's a Wednesday night. And I'm like, we're going. We always end up on Broadway, like moms. And it never gets old to me. I am obsessed with all the music. I love jumping from place to place. So Maddie makes so much fun of me because anytime anybody asks us, like, where should we hang out in Nashville? I'm always like, Broadway. Go eat at the Southern. It's so perfect because then you can walk to Broadway and go into all the rooftops and hearing live music. That's just my favorite thing ever to do.
Well, I mean, you have to experience Broadway being in Nashville. Yeah. I do not get over there very often, but it is fun. And I don't know, it makes you kind of feel like you're, I don't know, in a different place almost.
You know, the Preds really revived it for us again. So it's, you know, there's a lot more life down there than there used to be. But, you know, with my background in food and wine, I love trying new restaurants. And one place, a couple of my staple spots. I don't get to East Nashville a lot just because I don't live very close to there, but 210 Jack is by far one of my favorite, I guess, Asian sort of, they have great hamachi and ramen and that sort of thing. It's over there. And DeSano's Pizza, I'm a huge, wow. like, I have a cheese meal, it's 100% pizza. And DeSano's has the huge, three huge open flame ovens that have, like, raw garlic bar, which is just sticks with me for 3 days, but is worth every ounce. And you can bring your own wine. It's just really chill. And then, back to 12 South. Josephine on 12 South is my staple. I mean, it's not on the new hot list. It's been there, I don't know how long, probably somewhere between 5 or 10 years, but it is the most delightful, consistent, high quality, laid back. I mean, I went there on Sunday with my mom for brunch just because it's my spot. So I love Josephine. And then, you know, 12 South in general is so fun. And, you know, Brooke loves the murals. So
yes, anytime I have any visit, we head straight to 12 South and shop there. We go to Draper James and drink some sweet tea, take their picture in front of the We Are Nashville mural, which we hope to get a We Are Nashville mural somewhere.
So bad.
So somebody on the side of their building.
Give us a shout.
That would be awesome. And have you guys been on the mural tour, the Nashville mural tour?
We have not. We try to get out to them when we can, but I've got to create the map or look at it and take some friends on it.
Yeah, well, there's a lady. She has a little bus, and she'll drive you around.
What?
And take you to different ones. And what I love, she knows a lot about the artist, too. So it's kind of like a little history lesson all wrapped up together.
As long as I don't have to pedal tavern to them, I've been on a bus.
Yeah, there's none of that going on.
Yeah.
Or even scootering. I see those. I'm like, I am not coordinated enough to not end up being on the news or somebody's Facebook live crashing.
I would definitely break my leg trying to do one of those. And yeah. And with all the cell phones and everything, everyone would capture it. So yeah, I'm going to stay off of those too.
Yeah.
Well, girls, thank y'all so much. It has been so much fun talking with you and learning more about Nashville. And I'm just so excited for what's to come. And like I say, I am in your corner. I am rooting for you guys and cheering you on and all that you're doing, and just absolutely love it. If you could share with our listeners where they can find you on your website, your social media, where they can get these cute shirts that have such a great meaning behind them as well.
Yeah, so the best way to follow us is either on our Instagram, which is just Nashville_. And then also our website is just www.nashville.com. And you've got to sign up for the newsletter because Maddie does such a great job updating everybody on events and everything. So you can sign up for that there. And then we also are in all of the Lizard Thicket boutiques. A portion of our collection is in there. And then we just put our stuff in the Center on 4th and Commerce.
The Nashville
Visitors
Bureau.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're there too. So for all the tourists and for people that message us. And then we do
by the convention center.
Yeah. And then we do pop ups. So if you own a store or have somewhere we just did the Belmont FIMU's Model for a Miracle, where they raise money for Vanderbilt Children's Hospital. We went and did a pop up and gave our proceeds back to them. So we love doing that as well.
But primarily on the website. So if you go to nashville.com, there's a shop tab, a blog tab, a shop tab, but all of our collection will always be on there to order online.
Perfect. Well, I'm going to head over there myself right now. So
we love it.
Well, thank you, girls, so very much.
Hey, we appreciate you taking the time to talk with us and just giving us a little mic to share a bit more about what we do. We want everybody to come together. So we appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, we're in it together.
Yes.
Thanks, girls.
Thanks. Come together. So we appreciate it. Absolutely.